All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, our coworkers say it. Roberto curates it. We got to figure out who said it. Roberto, are you ready to play the game?
Are you ready?
All right, let's go.
All right, here we go. Brand new audio heard this week. Are you guys ready to play? Let's go. Number one. And I don't think Mike said this, so we'll get him out of the mix immediately. Here
okay.
we go. Okay. I actually like the colors Honolulu blue and silver. I think it's great.
Sounds very juvenile.
Oh. Jansen.
Oh.
I was going to go with Gator.
Oh, everybody calm down. Let the Godfather go first, please. Mike Stone, do you want to hear it again?
No, I'm gonna go with John Jansen.
Like I said, very juvenile. All right, let's go over to Kenny.
A simple take from a simple man, John Jansen.
Just beef jerky in America. Oh, yeah. Got it. All right, let's go over to David.
Yeah, it is very simple and just, you know, whatever. Gator.
Okay, then. Now, Evan, you're joining us this week as well.
Yes. I believe I know what this came from. The Lions sent out something to season ticket holders.
April 15th, right?
Yeah, it's called a bill.
Saying that jerseys were half off down at Ford Field for season ticket holders.
Means a change has come.
And I'm pretty sure Carson Anderson talked about it. So it's got to be one of the three. I'm going to say Gator, though.
I want to hear it one more time.
I actually like the colors Honolulu blue and silver. I think it's great.
Has anybody ever said blue and silver don't go together, by the way? Like,
no.
I don't see anybody saying get rid of blue and silver.
No, it's the Honolulu part.
It's the I think it's great.
It's great.
It's far from great.
It's pretty good.
Dark blue is the way to go.
I'm with you.
All right.
All right, everybody calm down. Jeez. All right. You're all locked in. You're going Gator.
I'm going Gator.
He's going Gator. Kenny's going John. Stoney's going John.
You?
You guys have kind of moved me off of the John thing and over to middays. I'll go with Gator. Roberto, who said it?
Who said it?
I actually like the colors Honolulu blue and silver. I think that's great.
Tell you what else he likes.
I think that's great.
Huh. All right, let's go to the next one, shall we? We've lost Stoney.
Well, this is sort of in the same context as those drops you're playing. Here you go.
Oh, my God. Kenny's turned on the Iser plan.
Who said that?
Let me hear one more time. He sounds like a robot.
Bang 940. What was that?
Oh.
Let's go. Roberto, please, yes.
All right, here we go. They did a damn good job of trying to dig themselves out, but if you just don't suck in April, that might be where you get your five or six wins.
God, it sounds so smarmy to me.
They did a decent job of digging themselves out. I mean, it would have to be a Tiger take.
Yeah, yes. About the crappy Tiger Aprils the last couple years.
So it's either one of three.
Okay,
expand upon it. This is a think tank.
Okay, so that John's always looking for something positive, and the fact that he brings a negative and trying to turn it into a positive.
Oh, yeah.
Costa could be all over that, but we kind of brought it up at one point during our show here with Rico.
Ooh.
It could be Rico. I'm going to say Rico. And I'm not jinxing myself. I would.
Yeah, don't jank yourself.
No, I'm not going to jank myself.
God, it does sound something like Rico would say, like, oh, they didn't dig themselves in that hole.
Like spiteful.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not from Detroit, except I am, but I talk down on it. That type of thing.
Yeah, I'm going to say Rico. Yes, exactly, okay. For those reasons.
Kenny Cott.
I heard the smarm that you heard, Evan.
Early on with Jim.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Costa. If they just won't suck. Yeah, that's Costa.
All right, guy. Like, yeah. Calm it down.
Yeah, let me hear it one more time.
They did a damn good job of trying to dig themselves out. But if you just don't suck in April, that might be where you get your 5 or 6 wins.
Yeah, Costa was ripping Scott Harris, so I'm thinking Costa.
And Costa says damn a lot.
Yes.
Rico doesn't cuss.
Yes.
Oh, can I change it then?
Boom.
I forgot about the no cuss factor.
Well, is damn a cuss these
for
days?
For him it is.
Well, no, I'm saying like Rico, he don't even say poo-poo. I mean, you ain't getting nut-nut. Yeah.
They did a darn tootin' good job.
He wouldn't have said suck either. Okay. Yeah.
I think that's a smarm, smarmesan cheese.
Yes, just dripping off of it.
Jim Costa. Roberto, who said it?
Was it Jim Costa who said it?
They did a damn good job of trying to dig themselves out.
Look at Stoney.
If you just don't suck in April, that might be where you get your 5 or 6 wins.
Stoney nailed it.
He did.
He was all over it.
Yeah, but then I picked Rico.
Well, yeah, but he's notorious for flip-flopping.
I said there could be one of 3 people, but I picked Rico. I got to go with Rico.
We'll give you your initial.
No.
All right, let's go to number 3.
It's like he knows the man.
Number 3. On the way out, we stopped at Mom's Spaghetti because it was in the news, because it's bad or whatever, and I wanted to try it. It was actually pretty good.
God, doesn't...
Oh, my God.
That screams Jim Costa to me,
doesn't
it?
On the way out, because he saw it on social media, talked about. Yes.
And because he doesn't know his elbow from his butthole when it comes to Italian food.
That's
he
is Costa. It's Costa.
He is the least Italian person on the planet.
I mean, can an Italian guy actually say that?
No. His name's James Anthony Costa, but I'm telling you, it's a fake radio name. His real name is like Steve Flanagan or something. He is not Italian. Jim Costa. Oh, me and my wife were sitting here on social media. It has to be Costa.
I had to get away from the Catico, whatever the hell that thing was. Go downtown and have some spaghetti.
Catico.
I'm saying Costa.
I agree.
I'm going to say Costa.
It's got to be, right?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Wow.
Plus, he said the we, and he don't go anywhere without the missus.
No, I've seen him walking down the street picking up food.
Right, they're thick as thieves. So I think they're together, and they're going to Mom's Spaghetti together. Cookies.
Or it could be Heather.
Oh, God, I always forget about her.
Oh, my God.
She was talking about Garbage Pail Kids this week and stuff. Did they talk spaghetti?
I could see her going, no, because she just had the kids, so they're not
She's not going downtown.
No. All right, I'm staying with Costa.
It is. Yep, Costa.
All right, what a self-respecting Italian say something like this. Who said it?
On the way out, we stopped at Mom's Spaghetti. Yeah! Because it was in the news because, it's bad or whatever. I wanted to try it. It was actually pretty good.
Yeah, of course it was.
It's because your whole family can't cook their way out of a paper bag.
Stopped at Mom's Spaghetti. Stopped at Mom's Spaghetti.
He said scatty. Scatty.
What did he just say?
Say that again. Play that again.
Stopped at Mom's Spaghetti.
Spaghetti. Oh, my God.
Spaghetti. Mom's spaghetti.
There's just a pub.
Mom's Spaghetti.
Mom's Spaghetti. Yeah, the Spaghetti, like he's four.
He's so on a tan, he probably calls them noodles.
My three-year-old said that last week.
Hey, honey, can we have some Spaghetti? Oh.
I know this perfect Italian authentic joint downtown.
Yeah, they got that Parmigiana.
Spaghetti.
It's made by this guy. Real authentic, Marshall Mathers. Have you heard of him? Big in the Italian community.
How about Chef Boyardee?
Yes.
You know, those Mathers, they've been cooking up Italian dishes for centuries.
When I think Mathers, I think spaghetti.
I love a nice glass of Merlot with my spaghetti.
Is, he threw up his own mom's spaghetti where this is coming from.
Okay. I think that's sufficient. Next.
All right. Here we go.
Costa.
It just kept going. It sounded like for a while. It's not like one bang at 9:40 and go, what was that?
Yeah, are we talking about David's household? I heard one bang at 9:40 and another one didn't come for.
Okay. So I think it was the big explosion.
Yeah, in Clint Township, right?
Clint Township.
I got a cool video my dad sent me.
I heard it. Heather lives probably closest to anybody. Clarkston.
But what about Kang?
Clarkston is not hearing that.
What about Kang?
Kang's
Kang collects.
Yes.
He's an East Sider.
And he may have collected the sound.
By the way, the latest edition of Kang Collects, I'm the guest.
I quit.
Wait, what do you collect?
Yeah, what do you collect?
We talked Springsteen stuff that I still have. That's what he wanted to talk
what
about.
What do you collect?
I still have like ticket stubs and things like that.
Oh, boy, I don't want to know some of the other stuff you probably got.
No.
Springsteen's underwear from the 74 show.
I got Bruce's Fruit of the Looms.
I used this ticket stub to cut up a gram.
No, if I was, never mind. I'm editing myself.
Take it easy. Can I hear it one more time, please?
This is the straw I used in 94.
Here we go. It just kept going. It sounded like for quite a while. It's not like one bang at 9:40 and go, what was that?
I don't think it's necessarily somebody that heard it live. I think they're talking about the story in general.
Okay, so I don't know if the... Obviously, the morning show does a news segment. I'm not sure if Carson Anderson spoke about it. I don't think... I know we didn't talk about it Monday and Tuesday. I don't think you and Rico would talk about it.
Both shows definitely did.
Kang?
Yeah, let's go Kang Collects.
Well, because it wouldn't be Gov because he's down in the Tecumseh area. I don't think they heard that down in Ohio.
I don't think they're saying live that they heard it.
I don't know.
Roberto's... Say it one more time.
Oh, God.
It just kept going. It sounded like for quite a while. It's not like one bang at 9:40 and you go, what was that?
I'm going to say Gator.
I'm going to go Kang.
Yeah, Kang. I'm going Kang.
Yeah, I'm going Kang as well.
Roberto, who said it?
Who said it?
Yeah, that just kept going, it sounded like.
Oh, my God.
For a while. I mean, it's not like one bang at 9:40. What was that?
What the hell did he hear? You know what?
Forget it.
Listen. That was a good addition.
It was.
Mm-hmm. Minus James Anthony Costa. All right.
Who's more Italian, him or Marshall Mathers?
Have you ever gone to Mom's Spaghetti?
No.
Have you?
Absolutely not.
I would try it, but I, you know.
I'm all set. That is who said it.
Bang at 9:40.
Come on, man. You can't do that to me before come on now. Let me gather myself.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.